May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be ever acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Please be seated. One of the things that I have noticed about Lent is it retains a hold on our collective imagination that surprises me sometimes. Because when at this time of year, when I have conversations with people and I mention, oh yes, Ash Wednesday, Lent, busy time of year for clergy, people will share with me what their Lenten discipline is. Or most precisely, they say, oh, that's right, I have to give up chocolate. A lot of these are people who I know probably haven't set foot in a church in years, but Lent still means to them a time to give up chocolate. There is something in this Lenten season that holds on to our collective imagination, even when we're no longer certain why we do what we do. So maybe it's not a surprise that when I was talking this past couple of days with my family about the upcoming Lenten season and all the things that needed to get done, my cheeky teenage daughter, who had surgery on Wednesday to resolve the pain of her endometriosis, immediately piped up, yeah, I'm giving up pain for Lent. But you know what? That actually is a pretty darn good metaphor for what Lent is all about. The psalmist can talk about happy are those whose transgressions are forgiven. This psalm appointed for the Sunday is a celebration of God's grace and mercy and forgiveness, and of the relief we experience when we give up our sin to God, when we confess and repent. The psalmist tells us of the burden and the suffering he experienced before doing that, of the weight of sin on his body, the way his moisture was dried up, the way he carried that burden, whether it's a physical pain or an emotional one, isn't entirely clear, and maybe it doesn't matter, since we all know how heavy a weight and great a pain emotional pain can be, as well as physical pain. Giving up that pain of sin is not actually such a bad metaphor for Lent. But it also works on another level, too. Because my daughter could not give up the pain of endometriosis by herself. We have tried. There have been plenty of efforts to simply push the pain aside. But it took a skilled healer with tools beyond hers and her willingness to put herself utterly and completely in a place of vulnerability in his hands in order for that pain to be swept away. It took a willingness to submit to surgery before the pain of her endometriosis could be given up. And you know, the same is true of the pain of sin. This is not a pain we can take care of on our own. We must put ourselves in a position of vulnerability and of humility before God, because God's grace and mercy, God's healing, is the only thing that can relieve us of the pain that we are carrying. The psalmist notes that until he confessed his sin, he was burdened and overwhelmed, he was suffering. Until he chose and decided to confess his sin to God. And that's actually what Lent is about. That's what our Lenten disciplines are about. They are about getting us to a place where we can trust God with our sin, getting us to a place where we can genuinely and truly repent of the burdens we are carrying, of the guilt that we are carrying, of the transgressions that we have made. It is all about 40 days of getting ourselves to a place where we can be utterly vulnerable before God. It's a harder thing to do than it sounds like. It sounds like confessing our sin should be a quick and easy kneel down, we'll run through the litany kind of thing. We should be done with this by Ash Wednesday, right? Except that, you know what? As human beings, we actually usually need the 40 days of Lent. Andrea Wojcicki writes, "So often, our failure to acknowledge our sins to God is a result of our failure to acknowledge them to ourselves. This denial may be rooted in shame, defiance, or just plain thoughtlessness. The self-reflection that happens during Lent allows us to come clean to God and to ourselves. As C.S. Lewis noted, a man who admits no guilt can accept no forgiveness. In other words, while God's forgiveness is not contingent on our confession, it seems that our experience of it is." Our Lenten disciplines are not about suffering, but about surrender. If giving up chocolate helps build in you a grateful heart so that you can respond to God's offer of salvation and mercy with gratitude, then by all means, give up chocolate. If offering yourself in service to those in need teaches humility, teaches you the blessings that you have already received, teaches you how fortunate you already are, so that you can come to God with an open heart and hands open to receive his mercy, by all means, take on acts of service and mercy as a spiritual discipline that gets you ready for that receipt and that repentance and that Easter joy. If studying helps you understand better what it is that God is doing in the world and how God is moving, helps you see why you might actually have to repent and what you should repent of, we've got a Lenten series starting at 5 o'clock today. And please join us or take up reading the Bible or reflection. I don't have to tell you, but you might let others know that better than giving up chocolate might be coming to church. Being present with the gathered community, confessing our sins together, remembering God's love and mercy is poured out on all of us. What matters in Lent is not what we give up. It's not our willingness to sacrifice, because those things do not earn us God's forgiveness and mercy. Those things do not get us closer to persuading God to forgive us. God has already done that. But our hearts often need to be reminded of God's love and mercy. Our hearts need to be persuaded to offer ourselves in vulnerability to the great healer who can heal our sins and wash away our pain. We need the time of Lent in order to prepare our hearts for Easter joy, in order to remind ourselves of the sacrifice of Christ, which is where all our forgiveness comes from, of the resurrection, which is the promise of new life in Christ, in God. We give up things during Lent or take on things during Lent because it helps us to give up the pain of sin. Because it helps prepare us and our hearts to receive the grace and love and mercy that God is so eager to shed on us. It's not about self-justification, but on preparedness and readiness to receive the grace of God. Because happy are those whose transgressions are forgiven. Happy are those who are able to bring their hearts and their burdens and their pain to God. and let him give them forgiveness and grace and mercy to take their place. Happy are we when we use Lent as a time to ready ourselves for confession, for repentance, and most of all, for the forgiveness that is already ours. May you give up the pain of sin and guilt this Lent. Amen.